Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss science fiction. Now science fiction is something which we all have heard about, even read many books on science fiction. But as a basic definition, science fiction is a form of fiction that deals principally with the impact of actual or imagined science upon society or individuals. So it will be related to science or scientific developments and how they impact some individual or society in general. And this term science fiction was popularized in the 1920s by one of the principal advocates of this genre called Hugo Jernsback. Okay, the name of this person was Hugo Jernsback, and there is also a science fiction society that organizes the Hugo Awards. And the Hugo Awards are for literary works that can be classified as science fiction. But let me remind you that science fiction is not something which started in 1920s or 1950s. It was popularized during that time. But there are many writers who have been writing this kind of fiction in earlier eras as well. Now you might have read about Mary Shelley's work called Frankenstein. That can also be classified as a work of science fiction. Then many of the novels of H.G. Wells, you know, such as The Time Machine, then The Invisible Man, The War of the Worlds, all of these works can be classified as science fiction. Now let me elaborate a little bit more on science fiction. Now whether you call it science fiction or whether you call it science fantasy, these terms encompass novels as well as short stories that represent an imagined reality that is radically different in its nature and functioning from the world of our ordinary experience. And often the setting is in another planet, or this earth which in which we live is projected into the future. Or the setting might also be in some parallel universe. And as I said that Mary Shelley's work Frankenstein, which came out in 1818, is often considered a precursor of science fiction. After that, the writings of Jules Verne, such as Journey to the Center of the Earth. Okay, Journey to the Center of the Earth. This is also a good example of science fiction. After that, as I said, the works of H.G. Wells. And the famous work of H.G. Wells is The War of the Worlds, The Time Machine. These two are very famous. Now, another work is by R.L. Stevenson called The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Okay, this is a very famous work which came out in 1886. Okay, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Then another example can be of William Morris, you know, his work called News from Nowhere. Okay, News from Nowhere, which came out in 1890. And it just envisions a 21st century pastoral utopia that combined the author's socialist theories with some of the values of the 14th century. But there are some critics who actually dismissed this work of William Morris as a communist tract or more about communism. And if we talk about recent works, so let's say works of the 20th century, many of the science fiction's most common themes are, you know, something to do with space travel or time travel. They talk about utopias and dystopias and also encounters with alien beings or alien creatures. Now from American literature, we can also pick some examples and some of the works by novelist William Dean Howells. Okay, William Dean Howells, his work called A Traveler from Alturia. Okay, A Traveler from Alturia. A-L-T-R-U-R-I-A. Alturia. And then another work by him is Through the Eye of the Needle. Okay, Through the Eye of the Needle, which came out in 1907. And he described, means the author, the author described Alturia as a utopian world that combined the foundations of Christianity and the US Constitution to produce an ethical socialism by which society was guided. Now, after that, some examples of utopia and dystopia. Now, you might have already read George Orwell's novel 1984. This is a very famous novel and this is a good example of dystopia. After that, Margaret Atwood's novel The Handmaid's Tale. Okay, The Handmaid's Tale, which came out in 1986. This is also a good example of dystopia. After that, an example of utopia can be the novel The Dispossessed. Okay, The Dispossessed by American writer Ursula Le Guin. Okay, Ursula Le Guin. And this novel, The Dispossessed, came out in 1974 and it is an anarchist utopian science fiction. So on one hand, we have the example of utopia. On the other hand, we have the example of dystopia. Then from the field of science fiction, there are some famous authors from recent years, recent times, such as Arthur C. Clarke. He is very famous, especially for his work called A Space Odyssey, 2001. Okay, 2001, A Space Odyssey. This is a very famous work of his. It is also something that has been made into a film, and later on the writer wrote a novel on this. Now, examples of some other writers from the field of science fiction are Ray Bradbury. Okay, Ray Bradbury. Uske baad hai Doris Lessing. Doris Lessing is also a very good example. After that, J.G. Ballard. Okay, J.G. Ballard. J.G. Ballard. And one more important name you should know, Isaac Asimov. Okay, Isaac Asimov. And all of these writers, Isaac Asimov, J.G. Ballard, Doris Lessing, Arthur C. Clarke, Ray Bradbury, all of these are important names in the field of science fiction. And sometimes the work of Jonathan Swift, called Gulliver Travels, that is also considered to be an example of fantasy, or let's say science fantasy. But you can say that it is a precursor to science fantasy. Or ek aur example hai, which is generally considered as a precursor to science fiction or science fantasy, that is Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. Okay, Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. And one more thing you should remember is science fiction also has some sub-genres. And a very recent sub-genre of science fiction is cyberpunk. Cyberpunk or steampunk. Cyberpunk hota kya hai? See, this word is just a combination of two words, cybernetics and punk. And cybernetics basically denotes the science of regulatory systems, whether it be electronic, mechanical, biological, social or psychological. And cybernetics is commonly understood to be about the combination of artificial and biological systems, which is sometimes referred to as cyborgism. Okay, cyborgism. And the name of William Gibson, okay, William Gibson is very famous in the field of cyberpunk. And William Gibson's novel called Neuromancer, okay, Neuromancer came out in 1984. This is an excellent example of cyberpunk novel or cyberpunk genre of science fiction. And in this novel, Gibson refers to cyberspace as a collective hallucination in which interactions between people and data are imagined to take place. And keep in mind that this novel was published in 1984. So nowadays we talk a lot about data, data privacy, data protection. But Gibson imagined this thing in 1984 itself. And something related to cyberpunk is steampunk. And steampunk can also be regarded as a subgenre of science fiction. And steampunk fiction is usually set in the Victorian era, the age of steam. But its writers envisage or imagine alternative histories in which technologies such as flight, space travel or information technology have been invented before their time. Okay, because this is set in the Victorian times. And a good example of steampunk fiction is the novel called The Difference Engine. Okay, The Difference Engine, which came out in 1990. And this is written by William Gibson and Bruce Sterling. And this novel imagines what the consequences might have been had the 19th century inventor Charles Babbage built his planned mechanical computer. Okay, Charles Babbage, you might have already read about Charles Babbage in, you know, in childhood. And along with William Gibson and Bruce Sterling, two more names you should keep in mind, which are very important from the point of view of cyberpunk and steampunk. One is K.W. Jeter. After that, Walter John Williams. Okay, Walter John Williams. These two names, along with William Gibson and Bruce Sterling, are important in the field of cyberpunk or steampunk. So, from an exam point of view, you should know broadly what science fiction is, what are the traits or characteristics of science fiction, what are the major novels or short stories that can be classified as science fiction, which authors are considered to be exponents of science fiction, then some examples of utopia and dystopia, and after that, sub-genres of science fiction such as cyberpunk and steampunk. So, exam mein inme se kisi pe bhi sawal aa sakta hai. So, be ready with all of this.